Currently, businesses that operate in California and in other states can pay taxes at either the California rate or the other state's rate. But if Prop 39 passes, businesses would have to pay taxes at the California rate based on their California sales, a change that would bring in about $1 billion in revenue. Half of that money would be used on clean or efficient energy projects, which is why the LA Community College Board is backing Prop 39. Here's Board President Steve Barron.
The funds that are generated, in some part, will go to the state general fund, which is where we receive about 95% of our funding.
City Councilman and mayoral candidate Eric Garcetti joined Barron at a pro-Prop 39 news conference today.
It establishes good jobs, green jobs, here in California, and uses those funds to make sure that we're part of the new economy and getting our state back to work.
Some who oppose Prop 39 say it's a billion-dollar tax on California's job creators. Others say it's a good idea, but that the revenue should be available for the state's highest priorities instead of being directed to energy-efficient projects. Max Schwartz, Annenberg Radio News.